In Northwest News on KPLU, an exhibit about the life of Anne Frank is currently on view at the Holocaust Center for Humanity in Seattle. It's called Anne Frank, A History for Today. When it closes at the end of May, two strong connections to Anne Frank will remain in Seattle. Large panels, about 7 feet tall, line the walls inside the Holocaust Center for Humanity's main exhibit room. They're split in half. The top has photos and texts that chronicle the rise of Hitler, the Nazi Party, and the horrors of the Holocaust. The lower half of the panels is all about Anne Frank and her family. The Frank timeline begins with joyful pictures of weddings, the smiling faces of a young Anne and her sister Margot. Happy times. Elana Cohn Kennedy is the center's education director.
I like that because I feel like you kind of need to see where people are before the Holocaust starts in order to understand how their lives changed once the world started changing.
The exhibit shows how Otto Frank, Anne's father, made the shrewd decision to leave Germany right away and move to the Netherlands.
And the Netherlands didn't come into the war until many years later, and so the juxtaposition of the Holocaust history and what's going on in the Netherlands is really interesting because you see pictures of Anne and Margot on the beach while other people are being deported in other countries.
By 1942, when the Netherlands is occupied by the Germans, Anne's story meets up with the awfulness being depicted in the upper half of the timeline. Anne wrote hundreds of pages while she was in hiding. One of the few things that connected her to nature was a large horse chestnut tree that she could see outside the attic window. She references the tree a handful of times in her diary.
13th May, 1944. Our chestnut tree is in full bloom. It's covered with leaves and is even more beautiful than last year.
Today, 70 years later, 88-year-old Loreen Nussbaum, who knew Anne as a child, stands in front of a small tree. It's in the Peace Garden at Seattle Center.
And it's a sapling of the chestnut tree that Anne could see from the attic window at the Prinsengracht, where she was hiding. Of course, chestnut trees are glorious in spring when they have their candles on, and so that was one of the things that would cheer her up while she was confined to the attic.
Nussbaum says her family and the Franks fled from Germany to Amsterdam at the same time.
We did things together. We rode our bicycles on Wednesday afternoon to Jewish education. And later on, we mounted a children's play in my parents' apartment, and there Anne was part of the cast, and I was the director.
Nussbaum is a retired professor of Dutch and German from Portland State University. She moved to Seattle 4 years ago to be close to her sons and grandchildren. She remembers Anne as being a very active and creative child.
Anne was very lively, but so was I.
When the Franks went into hiding, Nussbaum and her family were able to hide in plain sight. They sought the help of a German lawyer at The Hague named Hans Kallmeier. Kallmeier agreed to believe the family's claim that they were only half-Jewish.
And so we could take the yellow star off and go back to regular school. My mother could go shopping again like any other person in Amsterdam, and we were relatively safe.
Did you have to bribe this German official?
Oh, no. No, he did this because he wanted to help as much as he could.
How many other people did he save, do you think?
At least 3,700, probably more. More than Schindler.
Loreen Nussbaum has spent the last 2 years researching Hans Kallmeier. She's also worked on Anne Frank's diary as a literary document. Nussbaum and Otto Frank, Anne's father, became close friends. He was the best man in Nussbaum's wedding. It wasn't until after the war that Nussbaum learned of Anne's talent.
I think what makes Anne's diary stand out is her writing. She was just an excellent writer.
She says most people don't know there are two versions of the diary.
If you compare her original jottings down with her polished version that she was preparing for publication, you see how she has grown and how she worked on her style and how she really saw herself as record her thoughts and experiences for posterity.
She was planning to publish her story. I did not realize that she had that eye on the future.
Oh, yes. Yes.
This is the BBC Home Service. Here is the news.
There was a call over the from the BBC for people in the occupied country to save their diaries and letters. That would be material to write the history of the occupation. And Anne heard that, and she thought, well, maybe my diary Frank Passmaster.
Nussbaum, who has written dozens of academic articles, is now trying to publish her very first book. It's about Hans Kallmayr, the German lawyer who saved her life. She also says she plans to pay more visits to the sapling growing in the Peace Garden. It's one of only 11 chestnut trees that were given by the Anne Frank House to the United States. It's the closest you'll get to seeing the original. After standing for more than 170 years, that tree fell to the ground in 2010. Jennifer Wing, KPLU News.